Sweet Thunder by Ivan Doig forms a trilogy with two of his previous novels, The Whistling Season and Work Song. Doig's main character, Maury, returns again. He's a quirky, smart guy with a checkered past in Butte, Montana in 1920, during its copper mining heyday. Once a Chicago prize fighter and gambler, then a librarian, later a schoolteacher, Maury has now reinvented himself as a newspaper writer. While he brazenly grinds out pro-union editorials challenging Anaconda Copper, on the side he tangles with prohibition whiskey smugglers and manages to get into various kinds of mischief. Some of the same well-drawn characters are back, including Maury's wife Grace, ex-rancher and rough rider Sanderson, and union leaders Jared and Quincy. An array of personalities, nationalities, and motivations are thrown together in the bustling 1920 mining town. What comes out is a sometimes funny, occasionally sad, a bit rambling, but always entertaining novel in the Ivan Doig tradition. I was fortunate to attend a Skype interview of Ivan Doig at the King's English Bookstore in September, soon after Sweet Thunder was released. He grew up in the western Montana area of which he writes. He said the trilogy was unplanned, that he started writing and the characters and story just revealed themselves to him. He said each of his books develops a theme, and in this one the theme is identity, the identity we carry with us in life and the one we choose. The Maury character has evolved several identities so far, and I look forward to seeing where Doig takes him in his future novels. By the way, readers who enjoyed the other two books of the trilogy will like the continuity, but if this is your first Doig book, just plunge right in. He'll catch you up on the history. Sweet Thunder is available from the Park City Library. This is Amy Mills of Friends of the Park City Library.